Okay. Is Hannah, Hannah, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, you are holy, holy, holy.
我们一起祷告，我们在天上的父，您是圣洁的，圣洁的，圣洁的。
Your name is power and strength and healing.
您的名充满了能力、力量和医治。
You are great and you are good.
您是伟大的，良善的。
Father, bless the preaching of your word today as you declare your goodness to your church.
父啊，愿您今天祝福您话语的传讲，愿您向您的教会彰显您的良善。
May you give us ears to hear and eyes to see the truths laid before us in your scriptures.
愿您赐给我们能听见的耳，能看见的眼睛，使我们能明白您圣经中所启示的真理。
Father, bless the preaching of your word, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
父啊，愿您祝福您话语的传讲，奉基督的名，阿门。
As the Apostle Paul was finalizing his words to the Galatian church, he summarized his letter by encouraging his readers to not grow weary of doing good.
保罗使徒在写给加拉太教会的信即将结束时，总结了他的信，鼓励加拉太的使徒行善不可灰心。
Believers ought to go about their lives in search of opportunities to do good to each other.
信徒应该在生活中寻找机会行善，帮助他人。
The essential mark of a believer and the second greatest command is to love your neighbor as yourself.
信徒最重要的标志和第二条最大的诫命就是爱人如己。
This attitude must be coupled with a desire to do good for each other.
这种态度必须与彼此行善的愿望相结合。
Goodness is the very nature of our Lord Jesus Christ.
良善是我们主耶稣基督的本质。
He demonstrates his goodness toward us through his loving, compassionate nature for all of his people.
他通过他对所有人爱和怜悯，向我们展现了他的良善。
He is tender towards the needy.
他温柔地对待有需要的人。
He is gentle and humble in spirit.
他温和并且谦卑。
He is merciful to the miserable.
他怜悯困苦贫穷的人。
His compassion moves him to act with love toward those who seek his mercy.
他的怜悯之心促使他以爱对待那些寻求他怜悯的人。
A beautiful evidence of this truth is found in the story of a blind beggar named Bartimaeus.
巴迪买这位盲人乞丐的故事，正是这一真理的美好见证。
He is a man who cried out for God's mercy despite the discouraging life circumstances.
尽管生活的境界令人沮丧，但他仍然向神祈求怜悯。
And Christ heard his plea, and an incredible miracle unfolds before us.
基督听到了他的祈求，一个不可思议的神迹展现在我们的眼前。
Why was this man healed?
为什么这个人得到了医治？
What did he say to attract the attention of the Lord Jesus?
他说了什么吸引了主耶稣的注意？
Does Jesus respond to our calls?
耶稣会回应我们的呼求吗？
What did Bartimaeus do next?
巴迪买之后做了什么？
Let's read the story of Bartimaeus as written by Mark and open your Bibles to Mark chapter 10.
让我们一起来读读马可福音中，关于巴迪买的故事，请打开你的圣经马可福音第十章。
We'll start in verse 46.
我们从46节开始。
They came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a large crowd, Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, and a blind beggar was sitting by the road.
到了耶利哥，耶稣同门徒并许多人出耶利哥的时候，有一个讨饭的瞎子，是迪买的儿子巴迪买，坐在路边。
When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me."
他听见是拿撒勒的耶稣，就喊着说："大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧！"
Many warned him to keep quiet, but he was crying out all the more, "Have mercy on me, son of David."
有许多人责备他，不许他作声，他就越发大声喊着说："大卫的子孙啊，可怜我吧！"
Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man and said to him, "Have courage, get up, he is calling for you."
耶稣就站住说，叫过他来。他们就叫那瞎子，对他说："放心，起来，他叫你了。
He threw off his coat, jumped up, and came to Jesus.
”瞎子就丢下衣服，跳起来，来到耶稣那里。
Then Jesus answered him, "What do you want me to do for you?"
耶稣说："要我为你做什么呢？"
Rabboni, the blind man said, "I want to see."
瞎子说："拉波尼，我要能看见。
Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has saved you." Immediately he could see and began to follow Jesus on the road.
”耶稣说："你去吧，你的信救了你了。瞎子立刻看见了，就在路上跟随耶稣。
The story opens as Jesus is leaving the city of Jericho.
故事始于耶稣离开耶利哥城。
Jericho contained an oasis in the midst of a desert.
耶利哥位于沙漠之中。
Travelers would stop in Jericho to regain their energy before completing the final journey to Jerusalem.
是一片绿洲，旅行者会在耶利哥停留，恢复体力，然后再继续前往耶路撒冷。
As Jesus left Jericho, a familiar face was seated along the road, a blind man named Bartimaeus.
耶稣离开耶利哥时，路边坐着一个熟悉的面孔，一个名叫巴迪买的盲人。
As a blind man, he would not venture far from known surroundings.
作为一个盲人，他不敢离开熟悉的环境太远。
Without his sight, opportunities for a prosperous life were low.
由于失明，他过上富裕生活的机会渺茫。
So he sat at a busy intersection at the gates of Jericho and begged for alms daily.
所以他每天都坐在耶利哥城门口繁忙的路口乞讨。
Without the blessing of sight, his hearing was hypersensitized.
由于失去了视力，他的听觉变得异常敏锐。
He heard the daily hustle and bustle of people walking in and out of the city.
他能听到人们进进出出的日常喧嚣。
But on this day, it was different.
但是这一天却与往常不同。
The Bible says Jesus' disciples and a large crowd follow him.
圣经记载，耶稣的门徒和一大群人跟随他。
As Jesus walked through Jericho, the roar of footsteps and people shouting would increase and increase.
当耶稣走过耶律哥城时，脚步声和人们的喊叫声越来越大。
And Luke, writing of the exact same story, writes that Bartimaeus began to inquire what this was.
路加在描述同一个故事时写道："巴迪买开始询问，这是怎么回事？
The news reached the blind beggar.
消息传到了这位盲人乞丐的耳中，
His senses were heightened.
他的感官变得更加的敏锐，
In excitement and joy.
他感到兴奋和喜悦。
Jesus was passing by.
耶稣正在经过。"
What would he say?
他会说什么呢？
This may be the only opportunity for an encounter with the Messiah.
这可能是他与弥赛亚相遇的唯一机会。
First, let's hear the persistent cry.
首先，让我们来听听这持续的祈求。
Mark 10:47, when he heard it was Jesus the Nazarene, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me."
马可福音10:47，他听见是拿撒勒的耶稣，就喊着说："大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧
Immediately upon hearing that Christ was near, Bartimaeus would cry out, "Have mercy on me."
巴迪买一听到耶稣就在附近，立刻的大声呼喊：“大卫的子孙耶稣，可怜我吧
What a statement!
！”这是多么有力的一句话，
What a request!
多么恳切的请求。
Bartimaeus may have been blind in sight, but he was not blind in his soul.
巴迪买虽然双目失明，但他的心灵却不盲目。
Within the sound of his voice was the Son of David, the promised Messiah, whom the prophets of old declared would arrive and provide spiritual sight.
他听到的声音正是大卫的子孙，是先知们预言的那位弥赛亚，他将带来属灵的医治。
He waited, possibly for years, for the one who could remove the darkness.
他可能已经等了多年，一直在等待那位能够驱散黑暗的人。
Ironically, his eyes were more opened than the Pharisees and the high priest.
更具讽刺意义的，他的眼睛比法利赛人、大祭司更明亮。
More open than the Roman soldiers, than Pontius Pilate, teachers of the law. And countless others who could not see Christ as the Messiah.
明亮于罗马的士兵本丢、波拉多、比拉多、律法教师以及无数其他无法认出基督是弥赛亚的人更加的明亮。
Bartimaeus never witnessed a single miracle firsthand.
巴迪买从未亲眼的目睹过任何的神迹，
He never saw the dead raised nor a leper's hands cleansed.
他从未见过死人复活，也从未见过麻风病人的手得到洁净。
His blindness deprived him from physically witnessing Jesus' powerful acts.
他的失明使他无法亲眼目睹耶稣所行的奇迹。
But he heard about the mighty works of Jesus and he believed.
但他听说了耶稣所行的奇迹，他就信了。
He believed and refused to squander an opportunity to cry out to the Lord Jesus.
他相信，并且不愿错过任何向主耶稣呼求的机会。
The light of the world was approaching.
世界的光正在临近。
As Jesus drew nearer and nearer, Bartimaeus would cry out with every ounce of energy within him.
随着耶稣越来越近，巴迪买用尽全身的力气，大声的呼喊
Have mercy on me.
：“可怜我吧，
Lord, show me compassion.
主啊，求你怜悯我。
Bartimaeus knew the Lord to be compassionate and kind to those in difficult circumstances.
”巴迪买知道主是慈悲的，对身处困境的人充满了怜悯。
Oh God, turn your face toward me and be kind. Show a miserable blind man compassion.
啊，神呐，求你转眼垂顾我，施恩于我，求你怜悯我这个可怜的瞎子。
Do you have that same faith as Bartimaeus?
你是否拥有和巴迪买一样的信心呢？
I have never seen Jesus with my own eyes, have you?
我从来没有亲眼看过耶稣，你见过吗？
No, but I've heard about his power, and I believe in it with all of my heart.
但我读过关于他大能的事迹，我全心全意的相信他。
Do you trust Christ the same way Bartimaeus does to cry out to him for mercy?
你是否像巴迪买那样信靠基督，向他呼求怜悯？
This encounter with Jesus begins with Bartimaeus crying out, Have mercy.
与耶稣的相遇始于。巴迪买向他呼求怜悯，
But notice the response of the crowd.
请注意人群的反应，
Keep quiet, they would say.
安静。他们对他说
Why would the crowds be so cold towards this man?
：“为什么人群对这个人如此的冷漠？”
Well, beggars were considered sinners who were suffering a judgment from God.
乞丐被认为是罪人，正在遭受神的惩罚。
Society abandons beggars and shows no compassion for the poor and needy.
社会抛弃了乞丐，对穷人和有需要的人毫无怜悯之心。
They rebuke the beggar with their unloving words, "Keep quiet."
他们用冷漠无情的话语斥责乞丐保持安静。
The multitude was close in proximity, but lukewarm in heart.
人群虽然近在咫尺，但内心却冷漠无情，
Nobody helped him.
没有人帮助他。
Nobody shouted for Jesus' attention on Bartimaeus' behalf.
没有人替他呼求耶稣。
There was no encouragement for Bartimaeus at all.
巴迪买没有得到任何的鼓励。
The crowd was unconcerned and forgot the second great command to love thy neighbor as thyself.
人群漠不关心，忘记了爱邻如己的这条仅次于爱神的第二大诫命。
But Bartimaeus would not be denied.
巴迪买不肯放弃。
He was sharply rebuked, but personally committed.
他虽然受到严厉的斥责，但他的心智坚定。
Bartimaeus knew the misery of blindness more than any other.
巴迪买比任何人都更了解失明的痛苦，
Ridicule would not stop him.
嘲笑无法阻止他。
Nasty comments would not stop him.
恶毒的评论也无法阻止他。
In fact, the Bible says he called out all the more.
事实上，圣经记载他更加大声的呼喊。
Have you ever met somebody completely on fire for the Lord?
你是否遇见过这样的人？他们对主充满了热情。
Nothing will deny them from attending a prayer meeting.
没有任何的事情肯阻止他们参加每一次的祷告会。
From attending every Bible study,
每一次的查经班，
or from every opportunity to be with God's people.
以及每一次与神子民相聚的机会，
You can tell a person who is on fire for God because they appear so radical, even to so-called Christians who attend church weekly.
你可以从他们的身上看出他们对基督的热情，因为他们看起来如此的激进热情，甚至连那些每周都去教会的所谓基督徒也会觉得他们与众不同。
No comment or criticism can stop their pursuit of Christ.
任何的评论或者批评都无法阻止他们追求基督。
Christian, we must take note of this scene.
基督徒啊，你应该留意这个场景。
When you seek Christ, harsh comments and scoffing will follow right on your coattails.
当你寻求基督时，尖刻的评论和嘲讽会如影随形。
You will be mocked and alienated and excluded.
你会受到嘲笑、被疏远、被排斥。
You will be ridiculed and told to be quiet about your faith.
你会受到讥讽，被要求对你的信仰保持沉默。
But you must never let the crowd silence you, for this is the will of Satan.
但你绝不能让人群让你噤声，因为那是撒旦的诡计。
Maybe today you're crying out for the first time to Jesus.
或许今天是你第一次向耶稣祈求。
But don't let the callousness of the crowd silence you.
不要让人群的冷漠让你沉默。
Your soul is worth far more than their approval.
你的灵魂远比他们的认可更有价值。
And together we cry out all the more, Jesus, have mercy on me.
让我们一起更加大声的呼喊：“耶稣，怜悯我
As Jesus hears the plea from Bartimaeus, he stops right in his tracks.
！”当耶稣听到巴迪买的祈求时，他立刻停下了脚步。
And the story shifts to the creator of all things powerfully calling a lowly beggar.
故事由此转变为万物创造者大能的呼唤，一位卑微的乞丐，
Call him here, declares the Lord.
叫他过来。主宣告说，
And suddenly the crowd's attitude changes towards Bartimaeus.
忽然间，人群对巴迪买的态度改变了。
What do you think the crowd expected?
你认为人群期待的什么呢？
A miracle. It was time.
一个奇迹，是时候了。
This is why they follow Jesus.
这就是人群跟随耶稣的原因。
Have courage. Get up. He's calling for you.
放心，起来，他在叫你。
And for a moment, the crowds were right. Bartimaeus should be of good cheer.
在那一刻，人群是对的，巴迪买应该振奋起来。
The Lord Jesus was calling on him. It was an invitation from Christ.
因为主耶稣正在呼唤他，这是来自基督的邀请。
In verse 50 says, he threw off his coat, jumped up, and came to Jesus.
在第50节，瞎子就丢下了衣服，跳起来，走到耶稣那里。
With urgency and gladness in his heart, Bartimaeus abandoned his familiar spot near the city gate. He threw off his coat, he jumped up, and he came to Jesus.
巴迪买心中充满了迫切和喜悦，他离开了城门口熟悉的位置，脱下了外套，跳了起来，来到耶稣面前。
Nothing would hold him back from this incredible encounter with Jesus.
没有什么能阻止他与基督耶稣的这次奇妙相遇。
His internal fears, his physical limitations were cast aside. Jesus was calling, and Bartimaeus responded.
他内心的恐惧和身体的局限都被抛诸脑后，耶稣在呼唤，巴迪买回应了。
Can I ask you today? What is holding you back from Jesus?
今天我可以问你一个问题吗？有什么原因阻碍着你呢？
For the story of the rich young ruler, it was his material possessions that held him back.
对于那个富有的年轻人来说，是他的财产阻碍了他。
For the Pharisees, it was their social status that held them back.
对于法利赛人来说，是他们的社会地位阻碍了他们。
What concerns or fears hinder you from following the call of Jesus?
是什么的担忧和恐惧阻碍了你跟随基督的呼召呢？
Toss away those weights that are holding you back. Do what Bartimaeus did. Throw aside everything hindering you and run to Jesus.
抛开那些束缚你的重担吧，效法巴迪买，抛开一切阻碍你的事物，奔向耶稣。
I had a conversation with a college student recently and shared the gospel with him.
我最近和一位大学生交谈，并向他传讲了福音。
He understood the gospel truth about sin and his need for salvation, but he rejected the call of Jesus to repent.
他理解了福音中关于罪以及他需要救赎的真理，但他拒绝了耶稣呼召他悔改的邀请。
He responded to me saying, I'm too young. I have too much life left to live to be worried about that.
他回答我说：“我还年轻，还有大好的人生等着我去体验，没必要现在就担心这些。
His false notion that he had decades of life left to live held him back.
”他错误地认为自己还有几十年的光阴可以挥霍。
Don't make this same foolish mistake.
不要犯同样愚蠢的错误。
Jesus said, What do you want me to do for you?
耶稣问：“你想让我为你做什么
This question would reveal Bartimaeus's true heart and the ambition of every man who will ever have an encounter with Jesus.
？”这个问题揭示了巴迪买的真实心愿，也揭示了每一个与耶稣相遇的人内心深处的渴望。
If Jesus asked you this same question, what would you say?
如果耶稣问你同样的问题，你会怎样回答呢？
Do you want authority?
你想要权力吗？
Do you want responsibility?
你想要责任吗？
Do you want status?
你想要地位吗？
Do you want wealth or riches or even health for just a longer life?
你想要财富、金钱，甚至是健康长寿吗？
Interestingly, this is not the first time in scripture that we see Jesus asking this same question.
有趣的是，这并非圣经第一次记载耶稣提出这个问题。
Look back in your Bibles in this same chapter, Mark chapter 10, verses 35 to 37.
请翻到马可福音同一章第十章的35到37节。
The Bible says James and John, the sons of Zebedee, approached him and said, Teacher, we want you to do whatever we ask of you.
西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰近前来对耶稣说：“夫子，我们无论求你什么，愿你给我们做。
And look at verse 36 in your Bibles. The Bible says, What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked them.
”请你看36节，圣经说，耶稣说：“要我给你们做什么？”
They answered him, Allow us to sit at your right and at your left in your glory.
他们说：“愿我们在你的荣耀里，一个坐在你的右边，一个坐在你的左边。
Two of his 12 who witnessed the miracles and heard his teachings were more spiritually blind to Christ's purposes than the poor beggar who had witnessed nothing.
”他的12门徒中有2个人亲眼目睹了神迹，也亲耳聆听了他的教诲，但在属灵上，却比那位从未见过任何神迹的穷乞丐更加的盲目，无法理解基督的旨意。
The disciples sought power and prestige while the beggar simply requested sight.
门徒追求权力和声望，而乞丐却只要求重见光明。
It's curious to wonder why Mark inserted another miracle in his gospel.
令人好奇的是，马可为什么在他的福音书中插入了这段事迹？
If you look forward in your Bibles to chapter 11, you'll see that Jesus is purposing towards Jerusalem.
如果你仔细的阅读第11章，你会发现耶稣正前往耶路撒冷。
What is it that's so important about this miracle?
这个神迹究竟有何种重要的意义呢？
Well, on his way to the cross, Jesus took the time to teach about real discipleship and faith.
在前往十字架的路上，耶稣抽出时间教导门徒关于真正门徒身份和信心的意义。
Bartimaeus's cry for mercy stands in complete contrast with the squabbling disciples who were concerned about status and rank.
巴迪买恳求怜悯的呼声，与那些争夺权力、更关心地位和等级的门徒形成了鲜明的对比。
Jesus also sets a powerful example of what it means to serve.
耶稣也建立了一个关于服侍的有力的榜样。
The suffering servant, the King of Kings, the wonderful counselor, the Almighty One, lovingly serves a lowly, unworthy, socially outcast, unimportant man.
这位受苦的仆人，万王之王，奇妙的测试，全能者，竟然慈爱地服侍一位卑微不配，被社会排斥、微不足道的盲人。
There is no partiality with Christ.
在基督那里没有偏袒，
There's nobody he will not serve.
没有人是他不服侍的，
There's nobody he does not love.
也没有人不被他所爱。
His mercy is available for all.
他的怜悯随时可得。
And Bartimaeus would answer the Lord Jesus' question.
巴迪买回答耶稣
Jesus said, What do you want me to do for you?
：“耶稣说：“要为我做你，要我为你做什么
Well, this was an opportunity for Bartimaeus to demonstrate tremendous faith. What does he believe the Son of Man can do?
？”对巴迪买来说，这是一个展现巨大信心的机会。他相信人只能为他做什么呢？
Rabboni, he would shout.
拉波尼，他喊道。
Master,
我的主，
with sincere awe and reverence for Christ, Bartimaeus says, "My Lord and my Savior."
巴迪买怀着真诚的敬畏之心对基督说：“我的主，我的救主。
That's what Rabboni means.
”这就是拉波尼的意思。
The disciples called him teacher. Bartimaeus calls him master.
门徒称他为老师，而巴迪买却称他为主。
There's a strong difference between the two.
这两者之间有着巨大的区别。
And this is a true confession of faith.
这是一份真诚的信仰告白。
Deserving nothing, not seeking relief from his poverty, not desiring personal gain and glory, Bartimaeus only sought mercy.
他不配得任何东西，不寻求摆脱贫困，也不渴望个人的荣耀或者利益。巴迪买只求怜悯。
Mercy from the permanent darkness he was living in.
他渴望摆脱他所处的永恒的黑暗，
Mercy to see.
渴望重见光明。
And this is how Christ wants us to come to him.
这就是基督希望我们来到他面前的方式。
As ragged, poor, blind beggars, desperately trusting that he is the way, the truth, and the life.
像衣衫褴褛、贫穷失明的乞丐一样，迫切地相信他是道路、真理、生命。
The blind will find sight, while the prideful and arrogant will remain blind.
瞎子将重见光明，而骄傲至大的人却依旧不能看见。
With complete confidence in Christ, Bartimaeus found new life.
对基督充满了信心，巴迪麦因此而获得了新生。
It is your faith that saves you, says Jesus.
因为你的信心医治了你，耶稣宣告说。
Verse 52, go, your faith has made you well.
第52节，你去吧，你的信救了你。
Jesus pronounced him healed spiritually.
耶稣宣告他得了医治，是属灵上的医治。
Saved by his faith alone.
他因信得救。
Once blind, but now he sees.
他曾经失明，但现在他能看见了。
By faith, the thief on the cross was saved.
十字架上的强盗因信得救，
By faith, the centurion's daughter was healed.
百夫长的女儿因信得医治，
By faith, Bartimaeus was saved.
巴迪玛也因信得救。
And by faith, you can be saved today.
今天你也可以因信而得救。
His faith was rewarded immediately and eternally.
他的信心。立刻得到了永恒的奖赏，
No 12-step program for salvation.
没有12步的戒瘾计划，
No requirements for regimented legalistic obedience.
也不需要严格的遵守律法。
Bartimaeus knew he was a sinner who needed mercy.
巴迪买知道自己是个罪人，需要怜悯。
He confessed Christ as Lord and Savior. Who came to save the people from their sins?
他承认基督是主，是救主，是来拯救人们脱离罪恶的。
And his faith in Jesus saved him.
他对耶稣的信心拯救了他。
So we see the call to salvation is initiated by God and responded to by each individual in faith and trust.
救恩的呼召始于神，而每个人都以信心和信靠来回应。
And the result is our third point, a permanent change.
这个结果呢，就是我们今天的第三点，永久性的改变。
So we've seen the persistent cry, the powerful call, and now the permanent change.
我们看到了持续的祈求，强大的呼召，现在我们来看一下永久性的改变。
Look at verse 52. The Bible says, immediately he could see, and began to follow Jesus on the road.
第52节说，瞎子立刻看见了，就在路上跟随耶稣。
Immediately, he began to follow Jesus.
他立刻开始跟随耶稣。
Can I ask you this? If you were blind and received your sight, what would you do?
我要问你一个问题，如果你是盲人，你重见光明后，你想做什么呢？
Would you run to the popular tourist destinations to observe the sights you've envisioned for years?
你会跑到热门的旅游景点去欣赏你多年来梦寐以求的景色吗？
Would you run to your family to see their faces?
你会跑回家看你亲人的脸吗？
Would you gaze upon the starry nights with wonder and amazement?
你会带着惊奇和赞叹来仰望星空吗？
I would be tempted to do that.
我可能会忍不住要做这些事情。
But not Bartimaeus. He began following immediately.
但巴迪买没有，他立刻开始跟随耶稣。
His actions reflect true salvation.
他的行为体现了真正的救恩。
His actions reveal the gratitude he had for Christ.
他的行为展现了他对基督的感激之情。
He was no longer concerned about the things of the past.
他不再关心过去的事情。
His begging business was ancient history.
他的乞讨生涯已经成为了过去。
Never again would he depart from the one who restores his sight.
他永远也不会离开那位让他重见光明的人。
And his story is forever etched in scripture, Bartimaeus, a follower of Jesus.
他的故事永远的铭刻在圣经中，巴迪买，耶稣的追随者。
Are you following Jesus today?
你是否真正的跟随耶稣呢？
It's not enough to come to Christ for healing's sake alone, though he is able to heal you.
仅仅为了得到医治而来到基督面前是不够的，尽管他确实能够医治你。
It's not enough to have an interest in Christ on Sunday and live as a self-deceiver the rest of the week.
仅仅在星期天对基督感兴趣，而在一周的其他时间里，自欺欺人的生活是不够的。
It's not enough to follow Jesus for a day, a week, a month, or even a year.
仅仅跟随耶稣一天、一周、一个月，甚至一年也是不够的。
This only leads to the ruin of a man's soul.
这样做只会导致灵魂的毁灭。
You must be ready to follow him at all costs, casting away anything holding you back.
你必须准备好，不惜一切代价跟随他，抛弃一切阻碍你的事物。
Following Christ demands a lifelong surrendering of your heart, mind, and soul, no matter where he calls you.
跟随基督需要你一生都将你的心、思想和心灵完全的献给他，无论他呼召你去哪里。
Followers of Christ, be sure that your life declares that you indeed have seen him.
基督的追随者们，请确保你的生活能够证明你确实的见过他。
There are few that follow Jesus rightly.
真正确的跟随基督的人并不多。
If you are the good soil, be sure that you bear much fruit.
如果你是好的土壤，就一定要结出丰硕的果实。
And I love how this chapter and even the story of Bartimaeus ends.
我喜欢这一章的结尾，巴迪买的结尾。
He began following him on the road.
他开始追随他，走上了那条。
The road to the cross, where Jesus would mercifully serve all of humanity with his sacrifice.
通往耶路撒冷的路，那条通往十字架的路，耶稣将在那里以自己的牺牲，仁慈的拯救全人类。
In this beautiful story of the goodness of Christ, we see his compassionate actions of healing.
在这个讲述基督良善的美丽过程故事中，我们看到了他充满怜悯的医治行动。
And the crowds loved the healings and miracles.
众人喜爱他的医治和神迹。
It wasn't his actions that put him on the cross.
不是因为他的行动让他被钉在十字架上，
It was his words.
而是他的话语。
It wasn't his compassion that put him on the cross, but his exclusive declaration that faith alone is the only way to salvation.
使他钉上十字架的，并非是他的怜悯，而是他明确的宣告：唯有信心才是通往救恩的唯一途径。
His miracles were loved, but his words are hated even to this day.
人们喜爱他的神迹，但直到今天，他的话语仍然被人憎恨。
Jesus says, "Your faith has made you well."
耶稣说：“你的信救了你。
Faith requires belief in one God and one way into heaven through Jesus.
”信心要求相信独一的真神，并相信唯有借着基督才能进入天堂。
Faith declares Christ as Rabboni, Lord and Savior.
信心宣告，基督是我们的主。
Faith says the cross is necessary for salvation.
信心表明，十字架是救恩的必要条件。
Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin.
若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
Jesus' actions didn't put him on the cross, it was the truth that he proclaimed.
耶稣的行动并没有使他被钉上十字架，而是他所宣扬的真理。
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God.
信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
The road to the cross is paved with compassion.
通往十字架的道路上充满了怜悯。
And Jesus hangs upon the cross with tears in his eyes, blood in his body, thorns in his head, and nails in his hands.
他被钉在十字架中，架上，眼中含泪，手上、身上流血，头上戴着荆棘的冠冕，双手被钉子穿透。
And it's from the cross that Jesus is calling out to you.
他在十字架上呼唤着你。
I trust that that Jesus is calling to you today, but you must respond as Bartimaeus.
我相信耶稣今天正在呼召你，但你必须像巴迪买一样的回应。
The power lies in the words of Jesus.
力量是在耶稣的话语中。
Jesus heals immediately.
耶稣立刻施行医治。
Jesus can heal everyone.
耶稣医治所有人。
The mercy of the living God is available to all who would receive the call of Christ to come to him.
凡是接受基督呼召来到他面前的人，都能得到永生神的怜悯。
Romans 10:13, for whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved.
罗马书10:13，因为凡求告主名的，就必得救。
But sadly, many will reject this free offer, this free gift.
遗憾的是，许多人拒绝这份免费的礼物。
Pastor J.C. Ryle made this statement: "Why are people so deterred and discouraged from following Christ?"
牧师 J.C. Ryle 曾经说过：“为什么人们如此的害怕和沮丧，不敢跟随基督呢
The answer, he says, is simple. They are not thoroughly convinced of their own sin.
？”答案很简单，就是这些人并没有彻底的认识到自己的罪。
Rejectors aren't convinced of their own guilt and desperate need of their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
拒绝者不相信自己有罪，也不觉得自己迫切的需要基督。
They lack concern for spiritual things.
他们对属灵的事情漠不关心。
Their life motivations are selfish for personal edification and glorification.
他们的人生的动机是自私的，只为了个人的提升和荣耀。
They ignore recognition of their spiritual depravity and need for mercy.
他们忽视了自己属灵上的堕落，也忽视了自己需要怜悯。
And I'm convinced that once a man sees his true sinfulness, he will never rest until he is sure that his sin is forgiven in Christ.
我坚信，一旦一个人真正的认识到自己的罪恶，他就永远不会安宁，直到他确信自己的罪在基督里得到了赦免。
In Paul's letter to the Ephesian church, his heart poured out with compassion for the church.
在保罗写给以弗所教会的信中，他满怀怜悯地表达了对教会的关切。
He wrote Ephesians 1:18, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
保罗写道，在以弗所书的1章18节，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
May the eyes of your heart be open today.
愿你今天心中的眼睛可以开启。
All you have to do is ask Jesus to open your eyes.
你只需祈求耶稣开启你的眼睛。
I'll never forget the day after my spiritual eyes were opened in 2016.
我永远也不会忘记2016年我的属灵眼睛被开启的那一天。
The day after I learned that everything outside of faith in Jesus leads to hell.
那天以后，我明白了，一切不信靠耶稣的道路都通往地狱。
I was driving on Poplar Avenue right here in Collierville.
我正开车行驶在 Poplar 大道上，在 Colleyville。
I stopped at a red light and I looked to my right at the lady in the car next to me.
我在一个红灯前停了下来，
She
我向
was
右边看，看到了旁边的车里坐着一位女士。
dressed well, maybe on her way home from work.
她穿着得体，或者是在下班回家的路上。
She was in a luxury SUV with a Starbucks coffee in her hand.
他开着一辆豪华的 SUV，手里拿着一杯星巴克咖啡。
She had a large diamond ring on her finger.
他的手指上戴着一枚硕大的钻戒。
I could see her teenage daughter in the passenger seat with an iPhone in her hand.
我可以看到他十几岁的女儿坐在副驾驶座上，手里拿着一部苹果手机。
She looked like an all-American woman succeeding in life.
她看起来就像一个事业有成的典型的美国女性。
And for the first time in my life, I asked myself the question, does she know Jesus?
我生平第一次问自己，她认识耶稣吗？
Have her eyes been opened to see her sin and her deep need for mercy?
她的眼睛是否也被开启，看到了自己的罪，以及她对怜悯的迫切需要吗？
I became concerned only about her soul.
我开始为他的灵魂担忧。
Jesus had opened my eyes.
耶稣已经开启了我的眼睛。
Have her eyes been opened to the misery of sin?
他的眼睛是否也被开启，看到了罪的痛苦？
How I pray that they are, and how I pray that yours are.
我祷告，我是多么希望他的眼睛也会被开启，我也多么希望他的眼睛也能被开启。
Today, toss aside the anchor of half-hearted Christianity.
今天我们把那些半信半疑的信仰之锚都抛开，
Break the chains of skepticism in your mind.
挣脱我们心中怀疑的枷锁。
Reject the lukewarm crowd that seeks miracles and determine to follow Jesus.
拒绝那些寻求神迹却信仰冷淡的人群，下定决心跟随耶稣。
Jesus called out to poor Bartimaeus, why would he not call you out of spiritual darkness?
耶稣曾呼召贫穷的巴迪买， 他为何不会把你从属灵的黑暗中呼召出来呢？
If you sense Christ calling you today, don't miss out on this opportunity.
如果你今天感受到了基督的呼召，请不要错过这个机会。
Jesus is passing by. Don't waste this chance to cry out for mercy to Jesus.
耶稣正在经过，不要浪费这个向耶稣祈求怜悯的机会。
Your faith will make you well.
你的信心必使你痊愈。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
O most gracious Heavenly Father, it is with gladness in our hearts that we praise you for everything you have provided.
们慈爱的天父啊，我们满心欢喜的赞美你所赐予的一切。
You alone are worthy of all of our praise and worship and admiration.
唯有您配得我们所有的赞美、敬拜和敬仰。
With healing in your wings, you call out to us today.
您以医治之能呼唤我们。
You offer the free gift of spiritual sight and salvation to all who would receive the call from Christ.
您将属灵的洞察力和救恩的恩赐白白的赐给所有回应基督呼召的人。
I praise your holy and mighty name.
我赞美您圣洁而大能的名。
You are the beginning and the end,
您是始，您是终，
the Alpha and the Omega.
阿拉法和俄米伽，
There are no other gods but you.
除你以外别无他神。
We worship you, King Jesus.
我们敬拜你，君王耶稣。
May our hearts bless you every day. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
愿我们的心每天都赞美您，奉耶稣的名，阿门。
朋友们，好，现在我们大家一起来。